You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and RNIB have been working with the Breast Screening Programme in Northern Ireland to make sure that everybody who needs it gets their breast screening. And joining me today is Adrian Mayers, Public Health Lead for Breast Screening Programme in Northern Ireland, and Marietta Connor, Lead Radiographer. Thank you both so much for joining me. So can you tell us a little bit about what the programme is and how it works and who can go and things like that?
Absolutely. The programme is available for all women aged 50 and over, but for women who are aged 50 to 70, we automatically invite them for breast screening mammography once every 3 years. And then for women who are over the age of 70, they can still attend, but we encourage women over the age of 70 to contact their local breast screening unit and arrange to have an appointment for screening, breast screening, every 3 years. So those women, 50 to 70, automatic appointment every 3 years, they don't need to do anything. However, it is really important that women have their correct details recorded by their GP. So they need to inform their GP if they change their address or their name, and to ensure that their GP practice has their correct date of birth, because it's that information that we use in order to identify women who are aged 50 to 70, so we can call and recall them every 3 years.
How does it work? You've been working with RNIB to highlight different issues with the inaccessibility in health information. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that came about?
So, Ellie, we had a lovely infographic sent to us by RNIB with some information relating to the different variations of sight loss that some of our clients might experience. So that has helped our staff to understand that obviously different individuals' needs will vary. So for example, someone with diabetic retinopathy will have a different ability to see some of the surroundings around them whenever they come for an appointment, perhaps versus someone with macular degeneration. So this has given our staff a valuable awareness into how that sight loss varies, and it's also given us an opportunity to discuss this with staff to ensure that our staff are trained, that they know what is appropriate, and especially whenever we have COVID in the background of all this at the minute, where we would have ladies who maybe would have traditional guiding needs, just to reassure any of the service users that would be potentially coming for their mammogram but would require that wee bit of extra help, that our mammographers are trained and that they are aware that people's needs varies. And it's very much so about having that conversation when you come to the screening setting, to just let us know what it is that you'd like us to be able to do for you today. And we will ask that question as well. We will ask you, you know, what way would you like us to guide you? What arm do you prefer? All those small things that can make a difference to someone whenever they're coming for their appointment.
And with COVID as well, people are feeling more anxious and nervous about getting out, but you've been working on that as well, haven't you?
I suppose with COVID, we are aware of the differences that people would have, perhaps with the masks and lip reading and things. And we are aware as well that some people with sight loss, there are other underlying conditions. So I suppose for us, it's about looking at things from a holistic approach and looking at our each individual and what their needs might be. We're also aware that there are ladies who depend a lot on touch. So it's about reassuring ladies that whenever they come for their appointments, that we have vigorous enhanced infection control setting. We are trying to do as much as we possibly can to reassure people of how our setting is a very clean one. So I suppose in that instance, we have the ability to let ladies touch the machine so that they know when they're coming for their mammogram that they're not just going to be able to do this. They have this ability to touch the machine and see, you know, from their own perspective, what that feels like and everything. So that will reassure them as well what they're having done that day, because it may well be their first appointment and they may have no concept or no idea of what a mammogram involves. So that all those surfaces and things are being touched as well, and they're all being cleaned thoroughly. So that should hopefully reassure anyone with regards to the COVID background of all this as well.
Yeah, and I think the guidance that you have sent us and that we have distributed throughout the staff providing breast cancer screening in Northern Ireland, that the See It Our Way guidance really is good practice for everyone, I would have thought. I mean, there isn't anything there that wouldn't be relevant to any woman attending for breast cancer screening.
I think it's great to hear as well that you work on a person-to-person basis and you have those conversations with women, because it can be quite anxiety-inducing just being in an environment like a hospital. Some people can find it quite overwhelming. How have you found people have taken on board the advice that you've been able to give out?
So for our staff, I think it's something that's inbuilt within any of our communication. For example, we all have a policy within any NHS trust with the My Name Is policy. So any person who comes for an appointment, we will be introducing ourselves and explain a little about what our role is for the day. When I was undertaking some research for this interview, I spoke to a lady who has acquired sight loss. So she was able to give me a wee bit of insight as well as to how the difference would be for someone who has acquired sight loss versus someone who maybe was born with a condition which meant that they either had reduced sight or no sight at all. And in that instance, it gave me an idea of how we can use our communication or our words to be able to depict a scene for someone and base that on what their own narrative is, what they have as a background. And even for us, we would say that we encourage any ladies who have an eye condition and who are concerned about coming to the mobile unit to just give us a call before their appointment, because what we can do in those instances is have the girls who are on the mobile unit that day keep a little eye out for you coming, and they'll be able to offer any assistance from the point that you either get dropped off in a car park or you step off a bus or whatever into the car park, that we would be able to be there for you to guide you, to help you. But I think the take home message with the information that was given was the importance of the communication aspect, that our staff, whenever they encounter someone, realise that that person has these extra and additional needs, but they're also very concerned about coming for appointments and things. So it's sort of a dual aspect of making sure they feel comfortable, but also reassuring them the same way as they would for any other patient.
And these breast cancer screenings save lives. That's the bottom line. It can save your life, and everybody should be able to go and feel comfortable.
Well, that's the whole purpose of the programme, isn't it? To save lives, you know? And, you know, we probably save one life from breast cancer for every 200 women who are screened. So that's its entire purpose.
So through your research, what have you found have been some of the barriers for blind and partially sighted people?
With speaking to Claire, I had discussed, you know, any barriers that she felt there might be for those who have sight impairment. And she sort of obviously the visual symptoms. So in a general rule, we'll tell ladies about something to look out for, such as a new lump, any changes to their skin, any lumps in their armpit and inverted nipples, and such things as that. That these things are all things that can be felt for. But with things like a bleeding from the nipple or dimpling whenever a lady extends her arm, maybe that's something that might not be as easily alerted for whenever someone does have sight loss. So the bottom line with this is that if you have any concerns at all around your breast health, that then you would do your best to try and get in touch with a nurse practitioner in your local surgery or GP. And they are there to help you with these concerns, these problems. So don't hesitate to ring those people and ask for an appointment if you have concerns. So just, I suppose, to sum it up, if there's anyone at all who has concerns about coming for a mammogram, just give us a call. We're aware of the fact that you have any additional needs. We will work around those and try and do our best to get something that will sit and accommodate you. The other thing is as well, we are hopeful that at some point in time we will move towards a system where we could have the ability to send someone a results letter out, perhaps via an email that was password protected. But that is something that we would need ladies to engage with us, let us know that this is something that they would like, so that we can go through a lot of the processes that would be needed in the background for those things to take place. And it's something that we probably would look at on a regional basis. So if we have ladies who would be interested in such a service, if they can contact us, then that might be a driver for a change in that, to try and help to allow ladies to independently receive an appointment letter and to independently read results letters as well. So those are all things that are in the background that might make a difference to someone's experience. But bottom line, early detection does save lives, and we would encourage ladies to come for a screening appointment.
Absolutely. Better safe than sorry, like you said a little while ago. Thank you both so much for your time, and thank you for all the work that you're doing.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, Ellie.